Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Five, four, three, two, one. You got it!
It's time for episode 682 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Trophy on your way to Summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, and Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's up? Good to be here. Good to see you. It's been a tough weekend.
Tough weekend.
I'm back.
I'll tell you, your team lost in a tough way. We kind of discussed it pre-show. I won't drag you back into it. But I would like to ask if you saw any of the 49ers smash the television.
I did. Videos. I've seen a few, and they're cathartic for me to watch.
Oh, God. They're so good.
They're so good.
There's one where a guy named Carlos smashes the TV, and then his kids jump in afterwards.
The kids jump in and stomp it.
Yeah, it looks like a cage match on the TV.
The funniest thing in my family group chat, I posted that video of one of those where the guy just rages on the TV the second the game ends. And then I knew, like, my dad was saying, like, that's exactly how I feel right now. And then
wow. You
know, I'm saying, like, yeah, I relate to it. And then instantly my sister and my mom were just railing against it. Oh, there's nothing more. Like, there's nothing
toxic.
More toxic than a man who can't control his feeling, can't control himself. And then right after she texted that, my brother butt dialed the entire thread, like a FaceTime, and then goes, oops, sorry, butt dialed. Like, it was just an instant example of just,
like, she produced
lack of
guy.
Control. Yeah.
Yeah. Who couldn't control.
Yeah.
Also, that's one of the reasons that one was so refreshing with the kids, because usually they do come down on the guy, and this one they just join in.
Like,
yeah, fun for the whole family type thing.
I got to say, they should sell, like, breakable cheap TVs just to watch the Super Bowl on. If you have a team that's in the game, I almost don't wish that on anybody. It's that game was so stressful for me, the whole experience. It was almost miserable.
Yeah, just, that like, was like watching a horror movie or a captivity movie. You're just on edge.
Even when we're up, it's like, am I having fun? I'm just like too invested in this, and then it's ruining my day. Yeah.
And then if you think too how vulnerable the TVs were, because that was the last play of the game. So smashing the TV, it's not like you're even like going to miss the rest of the game.
Yeah, but they should give that. You should have like a disposable TV that you can just smash the fuck out of if it goes against your way, you know.
There you go. Hey, man, hit Craigslist the week before the game. There's people giving away TVs every day on there.
Yeah.
Well, right on. You survived a tough one, and you'll live to fight another day. I think you guys are favored next year to win it all. So,
great.
You got that to look forward to.
Hope so. The Warriors are turning it around. They're my only salve right now.
Oh, there you go.
They're turning it around. They're starting to roll. I feel good about it.
I hear Steph's on the trade block. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's get to our
guest. All right.
Guest.
Here he comes now. He's a sportsman himself, an avid skateboarder. I've seen him pull tricks that are amazing. You remember him from episode 594, 655, And now, please welcome back to the church, Chris Fairbanks.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Hell yeah.
Of course. So glad to have you back. Chris is hilarious. Check out his albums. Check him out live when you get a chance.
It's welcome all back on the internet. Yeah, I showed up at a Super Bowl party decked out because someone that likes our podcast worked for the Niners, and she sent me a jersey with my name on it and gold jacket that says Faithful to the Bay on the back and
damn
all this stuff. So I showed up at Augie Smith, this comic friend of mine. I think everyone was kind of rooting for Kansas City, and I just came in. I brought face paint because I was just going to put, you know, or the other team, like that whole thing, or Swiftie on my forehead. I don't know. Right. But I do care. And it started with the Warriors. I made a t-shirt with the old Warriors movie logo.
Oh, yeah.
And I was selling them, and I only knew to promote them if the Warriors were doing well. So it made me get into Warriors basketball.
You started rooting for them to make
money. Yeah, yeah. And now I have this stuff. And I'm like, sorry, Dad, I don't care about the Raiders. I got a lot of 49ers gear. And I just turned 49. So there's a lot of reasons.
Wow, some tie-in.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
Cross promotion with your age.
I was really upset that last minute. How many overtimes can you have? Like, I don't watch that much football.
Yes,
if you
rules.
Keep tying, it can be endless overtimes.
Well, with a regular season game, they would let it end in a tie after one overtime period. But with a game like this, they would need to keep it going. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they would just keep adding 5 minute overtimes or something.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, wait, I think I've seen tie football games before. Why is that? Yeah. That's why it was so disappointing. It's like field goals. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like the field goal thing, but enough about that.
Yeah, you're watching the game to see these, you know, these big hulking dudes run and pass and hit each other, not like a little wussy kicker to like,
to
change the entire
game. It is hot.
Yeah. I'm in it the same reason my dad's into football.
It's such a great analogy for the winds of fate. That these guys can battle so hard for an hour and that the wind could just make it so they lose. Like it's like, it's very, like Odysseus, Herculean, old legend type of deal.
Yeah. I would have got the giant by slinging a rock at it, but the wind,
but the wind,
the wind got it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's tragic, and it always is. There's a team that has come so far that each year must lose.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of which, these charts are a zero-sum game. For somebody to get on the charts, they got to boot somebody off of it. It's just kind of like getting a roster spot.
That's true.
In sports. So let's find out what music chart we have this week. But first, I will rap the history of recorded music. Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGTP? Tunes. You know, Ice Spice was there at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And she looked like
old haircut.
Yeah, she had no idea what was going on. But yeah, I was glad I think the old haircut works and makes her iconic. When she rocks regular hair, it's like she kind of loses her powers or something.
I hear you. I think she loses some powers hanging out with T-Swift.
Really?
I don't know. It makes me question like her bona fides when she...
But it makes her so much more of a superstar.
It does make her more of a superstar.
Question the street cred,
It doesn't seem like they should be able to relate on any level.
No. It doesn't look like Ice Spice had ever seen a football game before.
She didn't know when to be happy or sad or anything.
That whole crew seemed to be like just shocked at every single moment.
Oh, they were in the press box with Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Oh, Ice Spice?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just this new rapper. She looks like Raggedy Ann. It's hard to describe her, but she's iconic.
Yeah. Was there controversy? Some controversy. That was them hashing things out? Wasn't
between
there controversy with Ice Spice? I don't know.
Not really. She hasn't been too many battles yet.
Okay, cool.
But the teams were in conflict. They had to play each other.
Right, right. Classic conflict.
There you go. That's what you're thinking.
They had beef that goes back an entire season.
There was a separate box with Jay-Z and Beyonce. And then that guy, Jack, who founded Twitter. And it was funny seeing people like would post videos or, you know, snippets of that crew, and they'd always just say, oh, look, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and then, with that guy. Like, yes, no one knew who that was.
Right. Hey, well, listen, if Ice Spice loses cred for hanging around with T-Swift, then Jay-Z loses for hanging around with Jack.
Jack.
Not even Jack FM. It's Jack Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, well, what music chart do we have this week?
We have the Apple Today's Hits chart.
Right on. I still use Apple as my streaming service. So shout out to that.
Me too. And if you got
I don't know why I don't know why I use Spotify when they're the ones that kicked off all of my comedy.
But it's so convenient. Yeah, there you go.
Well, are you paying for it or you get the free version?
Yeah, I pay for it. Some package with Hulu bundle. They're bundling everything. And it's a lot like cable. It's a lot like cable. But
is there any show that you need to see so bad that you actually pay for a certain channel?
I started paying for HBO because I really wanted to see the new season of True Detective.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's got some type of frozen ice man or something.
It's good. It's just, I mean,
it's in the night country.
Pay attention. She's still got it, John Hinckley. Just in time. For
he
President
knew something
Trump,
that he discovered. He was an early fan, that Hinckley.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a inspired fan.
He was the first Stan Hinckley.
He does acoustic guitar now. He just sold out a show in Brooklyn. You know, he's out.
Oh, yeah. That's so crazy. He's got like a whole career going.
And I don't know. Everyone should keep their eye on him. Because Jodie Foster still has it. God, she's good. It's really good. She really is good. And our buddy John Hawks. A long time ago, Kramer, when I was like visiting and will you feed me and eating off the same plate? We remember that trip.
Check it out on the episode. Yep.
Because John Hawks, I think, was on like Deadwood or something. You told me, oh, yeah, that guy was in the funniest person in Austin contest. Now I golf at Roosevelt a lot and always see John Hawks there golfing. And he was waiting for us at a hole for us to finish. And then he's like, hi, my name's John. He just introduced himself to me. And I was like, hey, were you ever in the funniest person in Austin contest? And his face went pale. It actually scared him that I knew that.
Wow.
Because he probably didn't tell anyone. It's just you told me conversationally. And then I confirmed it on a list once at Cap City in Austin. Whoa. And he dropped his club and backed away from me like I was a Ghost or something.
Wow.
And I saw that it
reminded him of a life he probably doesn't remember.
Yeah, he was like, these guys are comedians. I don't do it. I'm like, oh, I know that was a weird specific thing to bring up. But it's one that I know about you forever. Yeah, I saw you on the list. I'm from Austin. Like, I kind of talked my way through it, but he right. thought he basically wanted to run in the bushes because I freaked him out with that. Yeah,
he thought it was an episode of Punk'd.
Yeah, exactly. Also, your car is being towed.
Hey, also, when you were telling that story, I really thought it was you who told me that.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, or like, if I didn't find out from you, it's like, there's no way I would know that. I would like...
You told me, yeah, for sure. And this was way back before you just Google something immediately. I'd even repeated it to people. Someone that I repeated it to maybe told you again, confirming it with you. But judging by his reaction, he was indeed... on, you know, back in with Carry On or something, late Damn. 80s.
Yeah, that's early.
Yeah. Like early Funny Expression in Austin contest. Yeah. Talking a little Austin comedy, early days with Kramer.
There you go.
And even though you lived here when I moved there.
Yeah, there's some timing issues there.
But you visited all the time, and I'm like, that's the guy who made it out of Austin. I'm going to be like Kramer.
Woo! You followed me here.
Yep.
Into the teeth of hell.
Yep.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
21 Savage, Red Rum.
No, it's Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum. G-Block, all we know is Red Rum.
There he is. 21 Savage. Of course, born in London. Born in England, but raised in Atlanta. And now he's one of the biggest.
So smells you guys, like a hit.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just said smells like a hit.
For sure. I thought it was odd that Taylor Swift and Ice Spice didn't perform. And then they got to sit around and watch some guy who's kind of like less... hot in the biz than them perform. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Usually at the Super Bowl, there's not just someone hanging around who's been hanging around every week who's bigger than who they got to do that.
Right. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the halftime watch?
He means Usher.
Usher. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like a wedding reception type of vibe to me.
Although I think the end of Usher's set, when he did the Lil Jon one and stuff, that felt good. That was pretty good. I felt like it started out a little slow and then
true. But all he does on that part is go, yeah. I don't know. I give. You're right. I picked up the performance, but I mean
that's a legit hit. I'm just saying
it like, is
that one. That one brought the house down. I thought
for sure.
You're kind of like, oh yeah, he did do that song.
Lil Jon was generous to give it to him.
Yeah. And then you saw Will.i.am sort of hiding back there.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, he had like this big mask on. He looked like Kanye.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
That was Will.i.am.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he's been hiding. Yeah. He hides because he feels bad for having us retarded in a lyric that he wrote. He knows that was wrong.
He feels bad.
He used that word.
Retarded,
he's a little bad.
Get it started. Didn't cover it up. We all know what he said. Will.i.am is hiding.
He self-canceled with he put a mask on.
Yeah.
That song was basically the biggest crescendo of the use of that word ever right before you can't use that word. Ever.
Yeah, what was the last part?
Like, I've never seen the last gasp of a word just go out so strong a huge famous song.
Yeah, that's like the 2005 or something, right?
Yeah.
It's like, the year.
Like, and it was like, I remember in real time thinking like, wow, they're really like boldly saying that. Like it was already known, like you're not really supposed to say that, but
right.
it wasn't as.
There's like a lot of words. That was an interesting time because there's a lot of words in movies. Like if you watch a comedy in 2005, they're like, let's be edgy.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, the homophobic F word, all that shit.
Yeah.
Shit that you can't say anymore. It's like, whoa, that doesn't hold up. That's nuts. But
yeah, that views oddly.
Yeah.
That was the DVD era. You pumping a DVD. Oh, man. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
It's fun. DVD. I'm visiting my dad over the holidays, and he's like most dads, he used to love Blazing Saddles. And then he was
my
like,
dad loved that.
Yeah, good yeah. God, I just watched it. Oh, I was offended. Offended yeah. by Blazing Saddles, my 80-year-old dad. He's like, I can't believe some of the things they're saying, wow. Which is cool. It's like everyone's evolved. Anyway.
I wouldn't be mad at him if he still liked it and wasn't offended.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of that one is like turning it, you know, like it's a commentary, right?
Yeah.
Like that, it's funny that.
More than anything, I think he's a fan of comedy and he doesn't think Mel Brooks movies are as funny as they were. I think more than yeah. anything, it's that. Okay. He's like, comedy's gotten better. I watch stand-up.
I love Mel Brooks, but I did rewatch Spaceballs at some point, probably like in the last 10 years. And I got to say, I thought it was terrible. Like it just
yeah aged. Right. Oh, it aged. I thought you were going to go
brutally
the other way.
Bad. Where I was yeah. just like, I can't. I have to bail on this. Like I'm yeah. hating this. And I loved that bad. As a kid.
I honestly, the only one I can still watch is Young Frankenstein, and even
Young
that,
Frankenstein
it's like,
still.
Yeah.
There's weird timing though. It's like, wait, who edited this? Like, why are they just staring at each other? I think. Mel Brooks maybe edited it. Didn't he do all of it? Hire somebody. Woo. But I love Mel Brooks, and I didn't come here to talk shit about him.
Back to the music chart.
It's okay. Sorry. I think he can handle that his chop is being
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah.
yeah. I met him. He cracked some jokes to me, and so I'm in his inner circle.
I can rip on him the best.
Yeah. Did you ask him if he... Did you ask him if he was in Austin Funniest Person Contest?
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah, you got to be careful scaring an older guy with that. He just has a heart attack. Oh, fuck. I got to quit meeting celebrities.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Jack Harlow with Lovin' On Me.
Choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me.
That's right,
whip your loving on me. Young J-A-C-K-A-K.
I don't know, I'm not into this one.
Yeah, I didn't know baby rhymed with baby. Yeah. I don't know. Why don't I like new rap? What's wrong with me?
You gotta dig for it. It's always been that way. It always will be. It's not just going to be whatever they got in the top five.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. If I think about even early 90s, of course. That's how it was then, too. I had to seek out my own hieroglyphics or whatever I was listening to.
Right. Keep
it's
your
true.
Ear
You're right.
To the
okay,
streets.
I'm back to feeling good about things.
yeah, don't blame all the rap for Jack.
I know.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Megan Thee Stallion with Hiss.
I just want to kick this shit off by saying, fuck y'all. I ain't got to clear my name on a motherfucking thing. Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go.
That sounded like it was the 28th take, Like she's just
yeah.
Like there was almost no inflection.
Got these niggas so obsessed. My pussy so famous might get managed by Chris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since niggas need making help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe. All of you bitches is wig on the Bible. Talking shit for a Noah could find you. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as fuck and I'm freaky. Get whoever I want any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga that's weak in the sheets and don't know how to please me? Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies. Say he fuck making it, now he the topic. These niggas thinking they lower the value. All this free promo, I'm turning to profit. Hey, when a nigga be
kidding. I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's good.
She's involved in a controversy.
So was Ice Spice at all involved with either side of that?
No, Ice Spice, okay. No.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
It was, yeah. Nicki versus her.
Yeah.
Megan.
Wow. But Nicki Minaj said some weird, she's actually the bad person in that, right?
How come?
Oh, I don't know enough about shit. I keep watching the news and stuff.
Oh, the news has...
Well, Nicki has beef with Cardi B too, right? Or is it the same story?
They have fought in the past, yes, over different issues. Nicki definitely fights with a lot of people, but she's not always wrong. She's just a diva like the rest of them.
I've seen her throw multiple microphones at people in audiences, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems like not a good person,
right?
I think she loses it. She's been at it a long time. She gets people coming after her.
What are the talking points of this argument? You seem like you know.
Oh, what she's right about?
Yeah,
with the Megan one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Megan put out a song saying about Nicki because Nicki has a boyfriend that is a. You know, has to register as a sex offender.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he was in R. Kelly P videos. I heard that in the lyrics.
She said that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's not an accusation that was leveled at him by any court or anything.
Oh, okay.
She's just relating it to him. Yeah, or saying yeah, it's like this or like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, yeah, Nicki put out a song calling her Bigfoot, you know, and basically a whole song called Bigfoot about Megan. And she had gotten shot by another guy in the foot. It's a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
A lot to go into here, but rest assured that the beefs in hip hop will continue, and they will continue to give us talking points and sometimes great records. Sometimes the diss tracks are the best ones.
Yeah. Did you see the Warriors Suns game? There was some good real beef happening in there.
No, I didn't.
It was a lot of fun to watch between Draymond and Nurkic on the other side.
It was like early 90s. Things got physical?
Yeah, things got physical. You could tell it got personal. The shit talking was boiling
over.
They
start beating up the fans. Those are the videos that my phone keeps sending me. And taking over an intersection, drifting cars. My phone wants me to watch cars drifting and hitting people. And then they stand up and be like, I didn't break my leg. And then also fights in the stands at sporting events. That's what the algorithm wants me to watch. I swear I'm not.
Continuing to make the algorithm happy.
I guess. And then I watch it. I don't say I like it. But it's
once the algorithm proclaims you as something, like how do you get out of it? Because then that's all you're seeing. So of course you're feeding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the way I do it really is to turn the app off, restart the app, and then just start going into other topics.
Oh, okay.
You just log out, you mean?
Yeah, we'll still throw it to you. Yeah. We'll still throw it to you, but not as often. Because you purposely went somewhere else.
Most people complain about how our phones listen to us. I find it very convenient. I mentioned to my girlfriend that I needed chains for my tires. And then my phone's like, here's a sale on those chains you mentioned.
It is
how convenient. I just got to watch what you say about those bodies you've been burying. Yeah. Stuff like that.
It's funny, like if you go on a Facebook or whatever and you're trying to place ads, they let you target them, you know, and they give you the parameters that you're targeting.
Yeah.
So like I started, there was a big truck in my neighborhood, like a construction truck, and I just Googled it. So now I get all these ads like, do you want to buy this, you know, like street sweepers and bulldozers and all, yep, and all this stuff. And then I realized like the algorithm is kind of stupid because it can't tell the difference between me and someone that would really buy it.
Right.
So it's like they're getting money from some company to target ads towards people who've watched those big Tonka toy video construction things. But there's no way I'm ever going to, you know what I mean? As smart as you think it is and as much as it is in your back pocket, it's also kind of an idiot.
Yeah, right. Totally.
The algorithm never goes, wait a minute, what am I doing? This is too
like
far.
This guy is obviously a comedian of some type. I mean, he's not just seeing big equipment for a municipality.
Yeah, the more you see the thought process with any kind of AI, it's like, oh, okay, I'm not worried about my job getting taken. This computer's a fucking
idiot.
They
can't talk.
That was a terrible joke.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Usher with Kissing Strangers.
We just talked about it.
Yeah.
That's AI.
Yeah.
Got a glass on my lips and a burn in my chest. Got some little fingertips on the back of my neck. Gotta try to pretend, gotta try to forget somehow. But how we go from strangers kissing to kissing strangers? From not knowing your name to wishing I could erase it. Trying to forget with somebody, no.
That's a good argument for AI to step in, start making tunes.
Sounds almost, I believe, like it's, he sung said, by robots.
He had a glass on his lips and a bird on his chest, and I immediately thought the glass must have been like a beaker. He's trying to get a sample. Why would a bird be on his chest? I know that's what he said. It was a very specific, I like when birds shit on my face. I don't know. I got to hear it again. Usher, what are you doing, buddy? I got a funnel in my lips and a bird on my chest. Oh, God.
He's kinky.
Yeah. No one gets hurt. A bird gets embarrassed. Big deal.
Was the lyrics anything like that?
Let's see.
Is that what he said?
A glass on my lips?
I don't know. I just trust. I trust anyone that claims they heard the lyrics because I never do.
Oh, wow. That's my problem, I guess. I got
a glass on my lips and a burn in my chest.
Oh.
Not a burn on my
chest. Oh, he's drinking shots. Got it.
Okay. I wish it was a bird on his chest. Well.
You can see why Nostradamus gets confused and stuff.
Yeah.
Got some new fingertips on the back of my neck.
Okay.
Okay. Right. That's better.
All right.
He's at a strip club down in Atlanta. He's having fun.
Yes. Proceed, Usher. The birds are safe.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This was the big announcement from Beyonce. This is Texas Hold'em. Beyonce's going country now.
Oh boy.
She announced this during the Super Bowl. You guys see that?
I did not. I saw her wearing a cowboy hat at the Grammys.
Yeah, there was a big commercial where she basically dropped a new album.
Ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So pocket Lexus. Your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo.
Wow. Yeah.
There's a tornado in my city. In the basement. That shit ain't pretty.
Interesting.
She's making it work for her. I like it.
I was poised to not like it, and then I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It kind of works. I wonder if she got Diplo or one of those rock, those dance producers, country music.
Right. Yeah. Because it's right in that line. I liked it.
I wonder if Jay-Z will jump in on one of those.
He just starts perfectly yodeling. No one knew he could do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucy.
Yodelee.
Wash tub.
Yeah, she did a, there was a commercial where she was basically saying like, the bit was just like, what do I got to do to get everyone's attention? Like, I could do this. I could go to space. I could, like, they were just pitching
bigger
and bigger ideas. Yeah, and then she's sort of like, fuck it. I'll just drop some new music. And everyone's like, oh.
And she was worried she wasn't getting enough attention?
I guess so.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe all those Taylor Swift, you know, shots at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that does wear on her. You know, I mean, Taylor's the only person you could even say that's bigger than her. And but she seems like markedly bigger, at least right now.
Yeah.
You could see
right
that getting her angry.
At least from a zeitgeisty point of view.
You'll know she lost her mind when Jay-Z has regular hair again. That, she'll just look over at him and go, I can't take that thing anymore. Just get rid of it.
That's how you'll know.
Yeah, she'll just lose it about something else, but he'll come back with the hair. You go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She just couldn't handle it.
I like that. I'll listen to that again. She always has a level of creativity that seems like a step up.
That's true.
Like, she does seem like she just works really hard on whatever she's mm-hmm. doing.
I think also she enlists Jay-Z to help her creatively also. Because he's like, doesn't make his own records anymore. He probably like has a lot of time to go, you know, try this snare drum. Try this snare sound.
Oh, wow. Can you clean up? There's a lot of drinks in here. Oh, sure. He doesn't make music anymore?
Get these drinks
anymore?
Out of our way.
Or he just hasn't been.
I'm not sure, but I think she likes the big rooster hair that he's got because he can't hide at a party like to talk to other ladies. Like she always knows where he's at.
The rooster hair. I got to see this hair.
He's got
I kind of like it. It's getting scrappy looking.
I got to see
it. It's a fun look. It's a great look, but I think like he's had it for too long is all I think. It's like Pharrell didn't wear the big Park Ranger hat for 10 years. You know what I mean? It's like a cool look, but just don't do it too long.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I didn't know.
It's like big dreads.
Yeah, it's like kind of Sideshow Bob dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
Sideshow Bob. I kind of like it. Oh, and then short. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I wouldn't mind if he went to another cut at this point.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't.
All right.
Pharrell didn't wear the Park Ranger hat. Yeah,
you should send him that email. Hey, I wouldn't mind if you went to another cut at this point. You don't know me, but I feel strongly about this.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
All right, that's the chart.
Oh, right on. That's the music chart. Exciting stuff. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest, Chris Fairbanks.
That's me.
There he is.
Brett Morris.
There he is. And this is The Movie Chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are friggin' giant. Movies.
Nice. Some extra verve.
I'm not a client.
No. So this is the movies. Each year they're made and put up on the big screen for us to decide which are worth seeing. Let's see what we got this week.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Beekeeper.
Oh, The Beekeeper.
Your attention, please. I'm going to burn this place to the ground. Attention, please.
The Beekeeper.
Beekeeper.
You're a blessing, Mr. Clay.
The Key
this
Beeper.
This place was
crap.
You brought me back to life.
Blue, blue.
It's
she's his
like
new
family.
New franchise.
She was the only person who ever took care of me.
Back when I was allergic to bees.
Yes, ma'am, we got this.
She found me honey that wasn't made by bees.
Yeah, I needed local honey. She got me honey from across the pond. That's when I became a keeper.
I used to be allergic. Now I'm a beekeeper.
Yeah.
She changed my life.
Peanuts as well. Make my neck swell up.
That's what
you
the whole
just
movie
got
is.
Stung.
Yeah. There's no. Oh.
There's no
action.
Fighting.
It's just him talking about his allergies.
It's that big
no
stinger.
No action beekeeper.
I'm always hesitant because Jason Statham, much like, you know, like Bruce Willis's last movies, they had like a deal with Netflix or something. It's like, hey, you have to be in like five movies. One of them written by my nephew. Okay, I'll do it. And then they're like real bad. So when you see The Beekeeper.
Yeah, you're like, this is something fresh. It's not Transporter, Transporter 2, Transporter 3.
Yeah, which I like those movies. I do watch them in, you know, not just with my dad when I'm visiting home. I will watch a Jason Statham movie.
But wasn't it when Statham was paired with Guy Ritchie, it was just a very different thing he was doing. He was part of these really good ensemble casts and cool movie. Snatch is fantastic.
Yep.
And now he's just like this part seems like it should have been for an American. Like this should have been for John Cena or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally.
All right.
Coming in at number four.
Exploration.
Deep dive.
Coming in at number four.
Cena fan.
Number four.
This is Lisa Frankenstein.
Universal. This is written by Diablo Cody. Am I right?
It is, yeah.
Does he have more of a basketball body?
What does that mean to you?
He doesn't play sports.
Well, she did Jennifer's Body, which is one of the great DVDs of all time. Just as far as
really weird, Lisa.
You know, just hot ladies on a DVD.
Is this Frankenhooker, a remake of Frankenhooker?
It sure looks like it.
Yeah.
You hear that?
I'm sure it's the girl next door. She's very odd.
It has a scissor hands quality. Look,
oh, yeah.
Whoa, just as I said that. I
can't believe he looked exactly like Edward. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the hell?
He's doing this.
He's like charbroiled scissor hands.
Charbroiled scissor hands. Dude, right as you said that.
No,
And she's dressing him up.
This is like the same thing.
Same thing.
It's very 80s.
High school. Yes, yeah, like an 80s movie.
All the stuff.
Looks like it takes place in the 80s as well.
Stranger Things.
If this guy starts trimming the hedges into animal shapes, I am going to be outraged.
Hey, so a lot, everything being 80s and 90s, it's because cell phones fuck up the plot. Like, it's just so much easier to write something before the age
I
of
think
cell
also phones. Just like the notion of friend groups and what you do and stuff is just easier and makes for a more more romantic setting for everything.
More often. Yeah.
Like the world actually has a vibe back then, where it's now it's like, I don't know. You just sit
now everybody would be bit too busy doing, you know, social media.
Right. Mining Bitcoins.
Yeah. I really enjoyed, on a whim, watched this totally killer, like teen.
Yeah. I saw that. Totally killer.
I thought it was great. And she went back and she was like making fun of, you know, she went back in time to hang out with her mom to stop the killer. I thought there was great jokes. I was really surprised, but it was all a vehicle to do that. Like,
I saw it three times with the sound off, so I didn't catch any of the humor.
Along with your pants.
Along with my pants. You know what? If Peggy Sue got married, Nicolas Cage... it's where, you know, this girl goes back in time when she used to date Nicolas Cage and stuff. Those same type of jokes, but one of the great, one of the best performances. Nicolas Cage, because everybody talks about different ones and stuff.
Yeah.
I think people overlook Peggy Sue Got Married. He plays like a guy who's trying to be like a doo-wop singer back in the, it's really funny.
I need to rewatch that. Kathleen Turner, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's the new movie you guys liked that you just said?
Oh, that's Totally Killer.
Totally Killer.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this year. It's just a Netflix kids movie, but
I think it's Amazon.
But it's also like Scream. It's like there's might knives going into bodies and shit. I was like, oh, this is kind of gnarly. It's a horror thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Wonka.
Chocolate without a shop.
No daydreaming.
What are we going to do, Willy?
Huh?
A double huh?
Do you have a pencil and paper?
Uh-huh.
I got an idea.
I don't think he's going to be...
Why does everyone... Everyone hates Elon Musk, but they like Wonka? He seems like the same thing.
They seem the same to you?
Yeah, it's just a guy that's like, no, I got these wacky ideas and I'll be the king of this industry and I'll innovate.
I'm not seeing Wonka complain about the border a lot in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. There you go. Yeah. Wonka stays out of it.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
Wonka's like, oh, these people are in trouble. I'll have them work with me in the safety of my factory.
Right.
And I'm talking about the border of Oompa Loompaville.
Hey, did you guys see the trailer for the new Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
That one looks awesome, right?
Yeah, we're having a great day.
Yeah,
we're having a great day.
And while he's
shouting... they fully learn to talk?
Yeah, they fully...
Like, teach him how to talk.
It's in the future, more in the... So the first three... are sort of in the period where the apes are learning and taking over.
Yeah.
The human. And then this one is in the distant future where they've fully taken over and they've learned to talk fully and they run everything. And humans are just these primitive beasts.
Because they're also 500 times stronger.
Yeah. Right.
Wait.
But in the trailer, it's like they got them doing this chant, like it's going to be a great day. And then... like if you've ever heard Tony Robbins or if you've ever stayed on one of his videos for more than a few minutes, they have these chants where they go like the subconscious mind, it accepts whatever you put in there. So if you keep telling it that it's a great day, And it was just funny. The apes were doing stuff that I've done just here in Dragon Manor, like, maybe this works.
I like how the ape saying that, like, even though they're matured and evolved and they can speak, he still had a lot of spittle, like, coming out of his mouth as he's chanting.
That's great.
I just like that touch. It was like, yeah, those chimps would, like, spit a lot as they talk, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they should have been chanting, wipe your mouth. Wipe your mouth.
Chimp spittle.
But, yeah, that was a scary, and there's just something about that. It's not horror, but it could always chill the hell out of you.
Yeah. I love it. Can't wait. Those new Planet of the Apes movies are great. They've just like
a
rare success of a remake.
You just like because it's Bay Area.
No, they're good. They're really good.
Homer. Just kidding.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Migration. This is the one Elon Musk is so against.
When danger strikes, you do not run from it. Reload. We're going to finish this crazy.
Think of how many kids will eat chicken fingers or chicken nuggets while they're watching this movie. At home on DVD.
I mean,
those poor chickens.
Poor chickens.
It's a remake of Chicken Run, which I love because it's claymation, it's stop motion. It takes years to make it. And, you know, the Wallace and Gromit guys.
Yeah.
I watched it recently. Chicken Run is so good. And it's about trying to get out of the coop. But it's such a vegan anthem movie. I'm like, oh, this is about, let's get out of here before they kill us. I was pretty surprised, but that's
it's like Escape from New York for chickens. You know, it is all about them trying to get away,
but the comedy in it, the, because it's not animated, because they're hand making, there are like some reactions in there where the it's so funny to me in a way that anything computer animated can't be, that I'm such a fan of it. I watched it and I was like, wait, this is super good. And then I watched the Chicken Run sequel, which is newer.
What's the sequel called?
Chickens Run Again or Chicken Run 2. I don't know.
Chicken Ran. Yeah.
It is new. Chicken it's like ran. This year. Yeah. Yay. Remember how they ran? Chickens, colon. It's good. Are these Bastard movies chicken. Just the most recent release, not necessarily the most top?
We chart? Have both. No, we're covering both with this chart. It's the top five of current releases.
These are the box office. This is based off box office performance. Oh, okay. So these are in order of success.
I will say that as a tribute to you being a unique guest, we've never been asked that before. We've never had someone clarify the top five.
Oh, for real? Or are you kidding?
What those are. No. Never.
They always do?
No, nobody ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a strange question. Do you?
Yeah,
do,
there's
do
we, no way. That, just because Poor Things and American Fiction, there's like real good movies.
Oh, there's
right?
better movies, but they're not
They blow
on
my
charts.
Mind
Yeah,
how good. American Fiction is so good. Poor Things.
It's the tragedy. It's the tragedy of this show, really.
Yeah, or
we're,
just
we're tied
in general,
to the
our
charts,
country.
And we
yeah,
can't,
yeah, of course.
We can't talk about the quality.
Well, that was a kid's movie. You know, kids would love it.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Argyle. What is this?
Oh, my God. You're Ellie
Conway. Oh, yeah.
Conway.
This is with Dua Lipa.
Argyle series. Ellie Conway. I am such a fan.
Oh, yeah? What is it you do?
Espionage.
Would you
sign my book? Here we go.
From the twisted mind of Matthew Vaughn comes Argyle, a razor-witted reality-bending, globe-encircling spy thriller with Bryce Dallas Howard.
There you go. I believe it's a prequel to The Kingsman, but I'm not exactly sure. It's related somehow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They almost hide that stuff now. You notice that? It's like they hide now when something is a musical. Like that's a fact. They try to hide that now.
It's like they only want pre-existing IP and then they hide what it used to be.
They hide that it's a comic book movie or whatever.
Yeah.
I
thought it was like Paddington or My Life. I thought it was about the cat.
Right.
It's a distraction. Yeah, it looked
like it could have been.
I do like those cat backpacks where it's like a domed, they look like an astronaut.
Yeah.
Anytime I see a cat with their face pressed against the glass, I get pretty excited that they're out in a backpack seeing the streets. But I'm a cat. I like cats. I think they should be in all the backpacks.
Only cat backpacks from now on.
Yeah. Out with the books, in with the cats.
Cat pack.
All right. That's cat number pack. One.
That was number one. Wow. Well, the English are certainly exporting culture like never before. Congrats to them on that. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds like my neighbor's rented major equipment to chip up his sidewalk. Can you guys hear that? Is it a problem?
We can't hear over Zoom.
Okay, good. Fucking, I can.
He's got like a, whatchamacallit? What do you call those things? Jackhammer?
Yeah, I know. Sledgehammer, or a jackhammer. I think he rented a jackhammer.
There should be some sort of regulation where like all that kind of stuff can only happen on like a designated day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just everybody get your leaf blowers out this one hour. So let me just expect it.
Yes.
It won't ruin my time. Yeah.
Yep. And like do it like 10 to noon.
Right.
2 to 4. Just it shouldn't be all day. Like this could happen.
Yeah. It can't
anytime.
Just be a crapshoot. Yeah. It sucks. Also, especially with the podcasting boom, you know, like everyone's got a podcast now. Maybe we have more leverage on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The filters shouldn't have to work that hard.
Yeah. Give her filters a break.
If you have a truck that beeps when it backs up, people should be allowed to whip fruit at the like, oranges and shit. Like, when you hear
every beep.
Because it's moving so slow as it annoyingly beeps. You just want to pelt it with shit.
Yeah. I had one across this whole like valley that I can see in my backyard. There's construction happening on some community so far away. And I just heard that backup beep all day. And I didn't know what was happening. And it was just because of this damn construction.
It's fucking mad.
It's just like, yeah, we get it. You're backing up. I'll give you three beeps and then you can run me over if I'm that dumb.
Exactly. Like I don't care. I mean? Just three beeps and then if I didn't hear it, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck me. Also, how am I not going to know you're back?
I don't want to hear it that much. Like that old dumb joke I used to do with the fake song titles. I would say, fire truck sirens are way more annoying than hearing that a stranger's house burnt to the fucking ground. Just like, that's let great. It go slow. Let it get stuck.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. Let's see if we did better than Spotify. What do we have this week? iHeart, Spotify?
We had Apple.
Apple
hits.
Right. Apple hits. I bet we did.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is my first pick. There's New Melvins. I will always throw New Melvins on a hot picks. This is Working the Ditch.
Intense.
Yeah. You know, if I was working a ditch, that music might be the perfect choice.
Is that, that's how it starts, right? You didn't, it's just.
There's got to be words.
That's the songs like Cold Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're always good.
Building. Yeah, they get some words and they, you'll dig faster if you got a song.
The lyrics are all about having a bird on your chest.
Yeah. See, I've
glass on your mouth.
The Melvins have been around since I was growing body hair.
They're like still so good.
They're great.
Doing their next year's Super Bowl halftime show. Melvins.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I imagine it would be an alternate universe where that would be true.
That's my universe. That's the only sane universe, in my opinion. That would fill that
like
stadium.
A mud league. A semi-pro league, we're just in the mud or something.
Right.
Isn't
it crazy, though, that we have, I get it. These are popular artists, but, why wouldn't you have, an AC/DC Super Bowl? Wouldn't that just go perfectly in halftime?
Yeah.
Just have fucking AC/DC do one of them. And it's everyone's going to love it. I don't care who you are.
Get bands that know how to blow out a live.
Know how to blow out a goddamn stadium. That's what they're made for. Usher music doesn't fill a place like
that.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I mean? Usher's more for he's at grinding. A nightclub.
Yeah.
A nightclub appearance. I love
Usher. Usher's for Vodka Tonics.
Yeah, dimly lit club in in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Watch it. That was the one. I was in Kansas City after a show, didn't know where to go. I went to some adult arcade. It was pretty late, midnight. And these guys came out of the shadows. And they're like, "Hey, are you from out of town?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to get mugged." And they were like, "Come watch jazz with us." And I went with three strangers, these big dudes. And then we went in. They're like, "See ya, we're sitting over here." And I watched old time, old guys playing jazz. It was amazing. I didn't know Kansas City was known for jazz.
The guys were talking amongst themselves, we were bringing him in here just to roofie him and have sex with him, but he's so into the jazz, he's just not paying any attention.
You know what? Part of me does think that it was nefarious at first, and then when I talked to him and I was easy going, they're like, this guy isn't the guy.
This guy.
Let's just bring him up. Yeah.
He's too quirky to assault.
Yep. I swear that is it. I won them over, killed them with kindness, watched some jazz, never got stabbed.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Howard's pick, this is new Pearl Jam, Dark Matter. I'm looking forward to this. They're always hit and miss with me. To think about that.
Yeah,
kept me guessing.
Yeah. I thought the last I try to like Pearl Jam because I liked it so much when I was younger, and then
yeah,
Jeff Ament is lives in my hometown and has done, he's like such a part of the skateboarding community and builds skate parks and reservation towns and stuff, and so nice that I'm like, I gotta listen to Pearl Jam. But I went to a live show here and it was fucking good. I'm like, oh, I like all these songs. Oh, I was sure, actually yeah. really surprised at how into it I was. And they covered like English Beat and all these, like, they actually were kind of more punk than I remember. So I was expecting that song to be like more punk.
Yeah, it's a little bit, this it doesn't even sound, the musically doesn't sound much like them. It sounds sort of like a hard rock bro song, you know? Yeah.
They kind of remind me of U2 now, where you're like, this will come out and it'll sound like 60% like them and then 40% like somebody
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
His voice is in good shape.
Yeah.
Still sounds like Vedder.
Yeah. They seem like they just don't. That's what I noticed live. His voice sounds better.
Really good.
Than it was.
After their like third album, or after like Verses or whatever, or Vitology, I like that one. It just felt like they stopped knowing exactly what they wanted to be. Like, and I still get that vibe from them. Like every album, they're kind of like, what band are we again?
Right.
What style are we?
Their style doesn't lend itself to that much variation. I give them credit. They're not like Green Day where they just sound exactly the same every time.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know where you go with that sound.
I like a band that tries new things, but they just.
Yeah.
There's some sort of identity that felt like they lost at a certain point.
Yeah.
Maybe they should go Squirrel Nut Zippers. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What they does that mean?
They some should horns? Get invited to a Zoot Suit Riot.
Squirrel Nuts. Grab some old music for him.
Yeah. God, we want fourth wave of ska.
Hey, Beyonce's doing it. She's country now.
Pick it up.
Yeah. The most insane band name from back then that is almost hard to say out loud is Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Cherry Poppin'
Daddies. Yeah, always the worst name.
You're just like, I didn't even put it together for a decade. Like what right. they're really saying. It's just three
Cherry
words.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
You're just
daddies.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the you're worst awful. Name ever.
Also, Pearl Jam, to be honest, is a disgusting band name.
Oh, yeah. And we don't even know what it means, right?
Oh, it just means semen.
But also,
kidding.
If you Google it right now, I guarantee it will tell you this.
What?
One of the guys in the band had a grandma named Pearl, and she used to make jam.
Oh, is that what they claim?
Yeah, that was a story for years.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you know what I mean?
They're too embarrassed by the real story.
Yeah.
You know? Which is just a bunch of 19-year-old dudes being like,
right. Fuck yeah, yeah.
Name our band Splooge.
Right.
Yeah.
There actually was a band named Spooge.
Spooge, yes.
Yeah, I liked them.
Of course.
Hard to find.
There was a band in my town, a punk band called, yeah, they're called Bloody Smegma.
Yeah.
Well, this shirt I'm wearing right now was
that name. You're not punk rock, dude. Right.
Isn't it funny?
This was a band out of Vegas. The shirt I'm wearing. Fuck shit piss.
There you go.
That used to. Fuck shit piss was an 80s punk band.
Isn't it funny that like dudes in the sort of age where they're the least intellectually interesting or competent somehow do make the best music? You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why is this golden age for music? It can sound really good and like sophisticated in a way, but they have nothing, there's no way they have anything good to say about
the
world.
Yeah, and they go through their whole life gaining knowledge and becoming more aware of things and able to speak about, and then they go to make their art and it's just, God,
the riff
you were better when you were 17.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess maybe it's just like fighting. Maybe it just comes from the same brain space as like sports or fighting or something.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not listening to you, mom and dad.
Yeah. Right. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Chris's pick. This is Future Islands. Say Goodbye. You said to start like a minute in.
Yeah. Once it gets moving.
That part's cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a good bass.
I think this album, I think it'll be one of the bigger albums of the year. Just has a very, it's kind of unignorable for some reason.
I liked that. Yeah, that band, like I was saying, kind of like Arcade Fire. I'm like, well, I like that song, but right now his voice is annoying. Or it sounds like when he's singing, he's recording a cartoon voice for a Nickelodeon. Get off of my boat. Or, you know, like it doesn't sound like that's his real voice.
It's like a Marlon Brando-esque type of delivery.
Yeah, it's too affected. Like if you talk to that guy, he'd be like, hey, how's it going? I'm in you know, you know he doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, and he's from Baltimore, so he's probably like, oh, yeah, I got to go see the
Oh, yeah, he also raps and
get
shit.
Get some crab legs.
Yeah, yeah, and he also, I'm noticing when a front man doesn't play any instruments, they're just singing. I'm like, oh, this guy's doing a voice. I don't know.
Right, I know
but
you mean.
But I liked it, so... That being said, it's good.
I feel like that's also us, like the other side of the coin of what we were just saying with the artists getting older and losing something. There's something as a listener, you also like, you get too wise to that stuff too, where you're like, you're just doing a voice on that. Like,
I
don't take you seriously, but it's like, you could kind of do that for anybody, you know, you know?
Yeah. And that's their live. When they did that Seasons Change song on Letterman, and he's singing it with so much, it's so riding that line of like, it could have been really cheesy to me that he's pounding his chest and almost crying and holding his hand up all Shakespearean and dancing like, it was all this shit at once that could have easily backfired, but he means it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that was
epic.
And then
totally changed,
to see Letterman go, wow, I'll take more of what you're buying or whatever. Whatever you're selling, I'm buying. I can't remember what he said. But it will go down in history as one of my...
Totally. That performance is, I think, like for so many people is their first experience.
I
saw some quote from him just the other day from the singer. I forget his name. But he was saying like, it's taken until very recently for him to be... like happy with how that all went down.
Oh, like, really?
He felt really bothered by, because he was saying, like, you know, a million people liked it, but then another million people said we are ridiculous and said that I look super weird and that I look like a drug addict and stuff.
And I mean, he shouldn't have tucked in that tight black shirt. I mean, it was a lot to do with that weird shirt that he tucked in. And he doesn't know that, but I'm here to say,
it's like the first
wasn't
time
a
he
flattering
heard,
choice.
The first too time tight? He ever heard that he was a weirdo.
Yeah, shouldn't have tucked it in. Everyone would have been okay with a costume change.
Untuck it.
Untuck
it should have come out by then. He's the Instagram ads. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Budos Band, but with Posse of De La Soul and Warren Hugh in 1999, Write the Future.
Wow.
This is called Long.
Wait, is Posse the one who passed away? I think... Oh, no.
Pastanus?
Trugoy passed away. Sorry.
Yeah.
One of the De La Soul guys passed away.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. 3 feet high and rising to heaven.
City on fire when we come through with entire catalogs lighting up your memory. Your memory.
Yep.
Memorable moments. Cone went searching through my mind every time someone said, remember me? Rap got the timeline drenched so you won't find mine on the bench where the game's played. One player earned wings so it's worth singing from a bed in my heart.
Sounds like The Roots.
Yeah, it's good.
It's cool with the horns and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all Budos Band.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a cool collab.
I love it. Do you guys remember Paris?
Yes.
Where he had those guitar, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Like, I had never heard, like, guitar music in, but it was, like, Black Panther level, like, lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why he was, like, a Ice Cube protege or something. I'm still into that shit.
Yeah. Mm. That guy's retained a lot of fans. I had old friends that were into Paris that are still like talk about nobody ever taught Paris.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. The Devil Made Me. And he did that skit where he's like trying to assassinate Bush, like, and got away with it. I think even the album, he's like hiding behind a tree with a gun and Bush Sr. is like, I'm like, geez, this guy is fucking.
It's very specific.
Yeah, he was pushing the envelopes in the early 90s. But I prefer De La Soul, and I'm glad they got some Paris guitars in there. It's my point.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick, Glorilla, Yeah, Glow.
There you go. Glorilla, of course, one of the new breed of lady rappers taking over the game.
I like that she has that keyboard cowbell from old.
Oh yeah,
rap. That I don't know what that bell is called, but it's definitely a key.
That like 808 cowbell thing.
Yeah. Definitely has a specific area code, that bell.
It is era specific.
Yes. Area code.
That was the hot picks. We hope you enjoyed that. And we sure enjoyed having Chris here. Chris,
yeah.
You want to tell the fans about?
Oh, boy. Not really. Yeah. I've been a man of leisure lately. Doing a lot of skateboarding and golf, but got stuff coming up. getting a new manager person that is cooking up some things. I've been taking a break, buddy. I have a podcast Very called cool. Do You Need a Ride that pays my bills. So I guess I'm lazy now.
Oh, congrats on that.
Yeah, I'm bragging, first of all. But also, if you don't listen to it now. Help me pay my bills. There I go again.
There you go. Check out the podcast. Do You Need a Ride?
Yeah. Kramer's been on it.
I was never on it, I don't think. Where'd you guys drive me?
I think we've done that before. It was probably like this, the Zoom version. But if you Google, do you need a ride, Howard Kramer, I think you'll see more than one.
Right on. All right. Check that out. Start.
Yeah. Go check out Destroy All Neighbors, the splatter comedy on Shudder. I did all the music with Honus. And it's a lot of fun. Good practical effects. Horror comedy. And also check out screwitpodcast.com. That's my show I do with Will Hines, Joel Spence, and Katie Plattner. Screw It, we're just going to talk about the Beatles. We've just launched a website and a subscription, and we're going to do more podcasts over on that side. So that's awesome. Exciting.
Could that be fun. That does sound fun. And, check that out.
And Who Charted Pod, of course, as always, if you're listening on the free feed, you know, you can go ahead, but you're missing out a lot. If you just sign up at Who Charted Pod, you get Two Charted every single week. Me and Howard go through it after the show. We have lots more music to listen to, lots more subjects. And
that's where the non-suitable stuff happens. Check that out back there.
And you get the entire archive. You get all the new episodes ad-free. You get all the old Preem streams, which are amazing. And then you even get the holiday bundle. How about that?
Even that, too. Tons of content to catch up on, so check that out for sure. Also, check out Drop Day Duel. Every week, a new battle of brand new albums and Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. Listen to that show, and you could change your bottom line. People make thousands of dollars a year listening to the show. You could, too. Thank you so much for all that. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.